for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday afternoon, December the 31st, 1995. Gene Moody is the teacher of the afternoon. This is Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Brother Bill's going to help me with the scripture. I'm not sure how strong my voice is. It's all gone except a little bit down in my chest, and praise God, that's on its way out too.
Amen.
So Brother Bill is going to handle the scripture for me to save my voice, and thank God for Brother Bill.
Tonight, this afternoon, we're going to help Gene, but you're going to help Gene too. I want you, everybody, to get your sword. Everybody to get your sword. King James. And we're all going to have part of this service. I believe in the body ministry. And when the Bereans used to come together over in Acts, they read the Word of God every day. And we're lax sometimes of not reading the Word. When we come into the sanctuary, we let everybody behind the desk do reading the Word, the pulpit. But you need the Word in you, and then it will become alive when you get the Word in you. So let's turn to Genesis, the third chapter, the fourth and the fifth verse. Now, I don't know what he's going to speak about, but I have to be obedient. Right? Obedience is better than sacrifice. Everybody turn to Genesis, the third chapter, verse 4 and 5, and we're all going to read it together. Isn't that wonderful? And let's start with the first word, and. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, that your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Let's go to Exodus, the 20th chapter of Exodus, and the 4th and the 5th verse of Exodus. Let's all read it together. Thou shalt not make any graven images, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the seventh chapter, and we're going to read 25 and 26. I don't know what he's going to speak on, but the Lord does. 7, 25, and 26. Let's all read it together. The graven images of their gods shall be burnt with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is in on them, nor take it unto thee, lest it be snared therein. For it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be cursed, fain like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. Let's go to Proverbs, the 11th chapter of Proverbs, verse 29. 11:29. 11:29. And let's all read it together. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of the heart. Let's go over to Isaiah, the 64th chapter of Isaiah, and the 6th verse. 64:6. Now you can't go home and say you haven't had the word, because you're reading the word this afternoon together. Hallelujah. I like this. 64:6. But we are all as unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we do all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. You hear what that said? Let's go to Jeremiah, the 7th chapter of Jeremiah, and the 30th verse. 7th chapter of Jeremiah. You have it? Read it. They have set up their detestable idols in house that bear my name. Let's go to Ezekiel, the 8th chapter of Ezekiel, and we're going to read 3 through 6. You're going to read 3 through 6. Ezekiel, the 8th chapter, 3 through 6. Go. And we're going to have to get a little bit of militant here. We're going to have to all read it at the same time. I'm letting you do it, but I want you to hear yourself. I want you to get it into your spirit. If you read it up here and it's all as far as it goes, you might as well be just reading a letter. But if it entered down into your spirit, then it becomes alive and activated by the spirit that's within you. Son of man, seest thou what thou do? Even the great abomination. So we're talking about abominations this afternoon, aren't we? Let's go to Ezekiel 8 and 12. Ezekiel, the 8th chapter. Okay, go ahead. You know, this is sounding wonderful in my ears. I don't know how it's sounding in your ears, but we're hearing truth. We're hearing the Word. And you're reading the Word. When you leave here, something you see with your own eyes, hear with your own ears, and it gets in the Spirit, it will come alive more and more and more, because the Spirit will bring it to your remembrance in the time that you have need of. Now, that's just like the Lord. The Bereans were they studied the Word constantly. Ezekiel 8:16. And behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east, and they worshiped the sun toward the east. Hosea. Well, that was good. Hosea. It's like Brother George talking about the dreams, getting it pictured into your mind. And when you get it pictured in your mind, you frame it in, don't you? And then you know that you've had the Word this afternoon read. Hosea 4:6. Everybody there? Let's all read this together. I love this verse. I love it, and Glenn, he loves it even more. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will forget thy... I also will forget thy children. Whew. That's a powerful word. Let's read that again. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Let's go over to Matthew. Oh, we're getting into the, really to the basics of all things this afternoon. The whole Word, from Genesis to Revelation. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:34-37. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, Nay, nay, for whatsoever is more of them cometh of evil. Now, the only way that you're going to get your hair changed is go to the beauty parlor and have some color put in it. But we're talking about spiritual things this afternoon, not something that you do in the natural, because you cannot, in the natural, you cannot make one hair white or black unless you do it artificially. God's not an artificial God. He's a real God. And His eyes are going throughout the world today. And He's seeing us right here reading His Word. And I know that He's rejoicing because we're reading His Word. Luke, the 16th chapter and the 13th verse. Luke 16, 33. 16, Luke. 16, 13, I'm sorry. 16, 13, I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lord. I like this verse too. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God or mammon. And that's money. That's money. John 8:44. 8:44. Let's all read it together. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. The father of it. He's a liar from the beginning when he deceived, come into the garden, deceived Eve. The first lie right there began to come out. He's a liar and the father of it. Let's go to Romans 6:16. Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm getting blessed. 2 Corinthians 6. And we're going to read 14 to 18. Let's all read it together. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And he that concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. And God hath said, I will dwell in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Whew. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John 5:21. And we've heard the word all week, haven't we? Ever since the very first beginning of the service, when the time started, the word began to come forth. And you still have the word going this afternoon because you're a part of this word. John, 1 John 5:21. And let's all read this together. 1 John 5:21. I like this one too. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. Let's read that again. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. Revelation 9:11. 9:11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Apollyon. Let's read that again. Read it.
And they had a king over them, which is an angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue is his name Apollyon.
And the last scripture will be Revelation 22:9. Gives us down into your spirit. All week you've been hearing about abominable things coming into your household. Frogs, owls. So you've been reading all this, hearing this all week. So this is really putting the cream on the dessert. Revelation 22 and 9. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the saying of this book, and of this book, worship God. And of this book, worship God. Come on, Brother Gene. Going to have a teaching this afternoon.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Brother Bill. I like the way that y'all read the scripture. That was a blessing. The scripture that I have covers almost two pages, and that's just a portion of it. There are many, many scriptures that apply to the subject that I'm going to teach you about today. This is the last subject that, last lesson. I call these lessons. Of those who have our deliverance manual, those are really just a series of lessons. And most of those we taught up here at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. I think early, and I've taught something like about 80 times up here. But this is the last one. I have not taught it anywhere. And the title of this is Masonry and Eastern Star. The title is Masonry and Eastern Star. This lesson could be applied to any type of secret religion or to religious practices which are practiced in secret. It could be applied to those people taking ungodly oaths to an organization or individual. A Christian should practice his Christianity on the rooftop for the world to see. A Christian should not take any ungodly oaths which bind him to an organization or to an individual. God gives us a free will, and we're only bound to Him through Jesus Christ. Do you see the ramifications just in that, just in general? Think about all these different organizations and all these different oaths and all these organizations that put you in bondage. Just think about that. There's a lot of people involved in masonry around the world. But there's a lot of subjects that I'm not teaching about today, but you can just see the ramifications. Preface. Freemasonry is a secret organization of men. The women belong to the Eastern Star with secret rituals and oaths. It is not a Christian organization. Christians who hold high positions in churches, such as pastor or deacon, are involved in the lodge because they do not understand Freemasonry has its roots in mystic religions and have been deceived by Satan. If your family background includes membership in Masons, Eastern Stars, Rainbow Girls, or Demolays, there is a generational inherited curse on you and your descendants. To stay free, you must not have anything to do with Masonry and follow the Christian line. Now I'm beginning to get a little more personal. Think about that. Don't get offended and walk out on me right now. But think about that. Have any of your relatives or anyone in your family, including yourself, been involved in Masonry? Masonry, beyond the line. Masonry is a religion and has a ritual. See, why is it important to talk about Masonry as a religion? What religion should you follow? Christianity and no other. You should not be involved in any religion other than Christianity. I don't really like to call Christianity a religion, but to help you understand that, that's the only religion you should be involved in. Christians who are Masons are serving two masters. Masonry has a generic God that is common enough for everyone. The true name of the God of Masonry is Jabulon. Jahbulon. The Jesus of the Lodge is a counterfeit Christ. Masonry has a flawed doctrine of salvation requiring abominable oaths. The Bible forbids these oaths that places Masonry superior to country and God. An evil tree which hides the real truths cannot bring forth good fruit. It is a mystery religion which worships sexuality. Jesus Christ is denied as the true Son of God. Masons are connected with Rosicrucians and Knights Templar. That's two more organizations for you to think about if you have anything to do with us. There is an immense amount of cross-pollination between the Illuminati and Freemasonry. Masonry is connected to witchcraft and a spiritual pyramid. The devil takes the weak and ignorant. Premarital sex, abortion, illegal drug use, and dabbling in the occult and Satanism by children of Masons is a byproduct of their parents following idolatry. Hidden secrets of the Eastern Star.
Order of the Eastern Star is the women's auxiliary for the lodge. Kindergartens for Satanism are Order of Demolay for boys and girls, and Rainbow Girls and Job's Daughters for young women. The Eastern Star is shrouded in mystery and has been revised and altered. Blood oaths are taken and was established to appease the women. It is a religious facade and has discrepancies. There is a Luciferic initiation. Hermes is Masonic Redeemer. Mason conjures up demons. Masons are intentionally misled. Masons are sworn to secrecy. Pentagram is sacred. Divinity of man is considered. Masonry, Satanism, and New Age are related. Masons are present-day druids. Worship of the phallus is indicated by circle and point within circle. Scriptures are used as a chant. Masonry tries to usurp Christianity. It is back to paganism. There are Eastern Star goddesses. Kabbalistic motto is an important part of the Eastern Star. Sex is the central root. Masonry has a plan of salvation. It is not Christ. You agree to a perpetual covenant. It is not a legal oath. The purpose of saying that is you can break out. Even though you agree to this, you can break out of masonry. There are many sexual connotations in masonry. Plants are sacred to the goddess. Rainbow girls sound innocent, but the Bible is only symbolical. Ephraim has roots in paganism. Demolays is a kindergarten for Satanism. Now, what it's so saying is many Christians get involved in these organizations. Not only Christians, but pastors. And it's really saying they're snared by their lack of knowledge of the Bible. You know, I just praise God for Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. There's so much knowledge that goes out of here around the world to set people free. See, if you're ignorant, you're going to perish. That's just the way it is. Any area of the Bible that you're ignorant in, you will perish in that area. Thank you, Lord. Symbols. There are many Masonic trinkets and tokens and jewels and regalia which cause trouble for Christians. Symbols are disguised. Baphomet is the satanic goat of Mendes and the best known representation of Lucifer in all occultism. Caduceus is an emblem of the supreme deity of the Masons and represented the active power of generation and the passive power of production, conjoined, C-O-N-J-O-I-N-E-D. Inverted pentagram is to call up the power of Satan and is one of the main symbols of witchcraft and occultism. Square and compass symbolize the human reproductive organs locked in coitus, C-O-I-T-U-S. Crescent moon and star are used by witches. Lambskin apron is an emblem of innocence and the badge of a mason. Hexagram is a powerful symbol to witches, sorcerers, and magicians. And you say, well, Gene, why go into symbols? Well, as you come up here, you'll learn to recognize symbols and what symbols mean. See, there's many symbols you should not have on your possession or in your home, because they invite demons to come and live with you. And the demons don't just come and live with you, they come and torment you. So you need to learn to recognize. Don't just go blindly through life. Look at things and see, what are those patterns? What are those symbols? Like the lady was talking about, Mildred was talking about the pattern in women's dresses. What you call that pattern? Paisley. Okay. Well, look at paisley and look at a lot of other things. So symbols are one of the ways that you identify demonic things. From paganism to Christ, the origin of Masonic oaths is identical to Hindu temple worship. The Masonic rite of circumambulation came directly from the Hindu temple worship. Christians are yoked with unbelievers when they join the Masonic lodge. The Masonic god is Jabulon. Jah is supposed by some to be short for Yahweh, the God of the Christian and Jew. Bull, B-U-L, is a rendering of the name Baal, B-A-A-L, or Baal, B-E-L, the ancient name of the Canaanite god, and On, O-N, or Lun, L-U-N, was supposed to be the Chaldean name of God. These are deeds of darkness and the occult. They bring bondage on Christians. Any God will do for the Masons. It is salvation by works. The secret doctrine teaches that Jesus Christ is not the only begotten Son of God, but that each Mason may become a Christ through a process known as Masonic initiation. The secret doctrine teaches that since he may become a Christ, each Mason is his own Savior. If he does not save himself, he will not be saved. The greatest bondage in the world today is the occult organization of Freemasonry. It is anti-Christian, and it has, by occultic means, greater control over human beings than any other demonic organization. I have seen some evidence of this. You talk to Masons who are Christians, and they cannot talk about this. It's truly amazing. Evicting demonic squatters and breaking bondages. Freemasons curse themselves, their families, and their churches. So, if you have been involved in this, you're cursed. If your ancestors have been involved in this, you're cursed. 1. Freemasonry rightly claims to be a religion. Lodges are regarded as holy ground and are supposed to face due east. Its quest is for knowledge of union with God. Its standards of worship and prayers are to a divine person, and its members are prepared for the Grand Lodge in the sky. The largest percentage of its membership have been deceived concerning its central deity, which is anti-God and anti-Christ. 2. The central deity of Freemasonry is an object of satanic syncretism in which the Jehovah of the Bible is blasphemously linked with mythological demonic deities. Worship is therefore idolatrous and brings Freemasons directly under the curse of God. 3. Holders of the highest degree in Freemasonry are committed to the belief that Lucifer alone is God. They exalt the one whom God has thrown out of his presence and for whom the lake of fire has been prepared as eternal punishment. 4. Freemasons who profess to be Christian cause the curse of God to fall also upon their families and their churches because of their gross and blasphemous idolatry. 5. Demonic bondages and dominations in families of lodge members emphasizes the great need for the visible church to be cleansed from all Freemason associations and all family members delivered from demonic oppression. Now, you've heard a number of people talk about the need for the church today to be cleansed, and that the church today is Laodicea. It's Laodicea. Well, the people don't know any better. And so they follow these practices. And they think they're Christian practices. The assurance given to candidates that the name Great Architect of the Universe can be applied to whatever supreme being they choose is worse than misleading. It is a blatant lie. It is no overstatement to say that most Freemasons, even those without strong religious convictions, would never have joined the Brotherhood if they had not been victims of this subtle trick. So basically, when you get into the Masons, they don't tell you about these things. They deliberately mislead you. And most Masons never find out. And most Masons don't get very high in the organization. And they don't really find out what the organization is all about. Curses. Curses that come from ancestors. Curses that come on a wife or sexual partners from the husband or lover. Curses brought on children by the parents should be broken. Cursed objects. Believers who have broken with Freemasonry and renounced their vows should write to the lodge asking that their names be deleted from the membership roll. In other words, you should take an active part. Excuse me. If you have been involved in Masonry in any form or fashion, you need to take an active part and resign and do it in a tactful way. But you basically have to sever. See, any organization you've been in that's demonic, you have to sever what has happened. You have to renounce it. I renounce that organization. I sever my ties. I cut any soul ties to that organization. So you make a complete separation. It is also important that all personal regalia or those handed down in the family should be destroyed. Associated clothing should be burnt and metal objects including swords defaced or smashed and disposed of. Relatives are sometimes superstitious about disposing of these family relics, but they are cursed, and if retained, will bring the judgment of God upon the household. Demons may try to prevent Masonic objects from being destroyed by hiding the means of destruction or preventing the objects from being destroyed, such as preventing objects from catching fire. One time we had this pastor went down to Haiti and brought back some dolls for us. And he didn't know that these dolls were... We used to minister with this pastor. He used to minister in the black churches. And he and his wife, you know, became good friends of ours. And so to show his love, he brought back these dolls. I never forget, my daughter, she'd walk through the room and these eyes would follow her. And we had strife in the home. So finally we figured it out. So we went out to burn them. And it was very hard to burn. And this peculiar colored flame came out of them, like a green or something like that. That's what Mildred was talking about. See, Mildred and Jim, they were involved in the masonry, and they had broken with it. And Mildred went out to burn the apron. And she told you about how the demon came out of the apron and went in the tray. And she ran the demon out of the tray. She didn't want any around. So when you begin to destroy these, there's demons in these things. And as you begin to destroy them, then you may see demonic manifestation. And they'll do everything they can to prevent you from destroying these objects. Hidden Secrets of the Eastern Star, the Masonic Connection. From acquaintance with a large number of Christians who have been released from the dominant spirits of Freemasonry over recent years, a clear pattern of demonic activity has emerged. The results have been the same. Whether the cancelee has been a lodge member or is the descendant of a member, the following demonic powers need to be dealt with after personal or family Freemason vows and curses have been specifically renounced, in addition to the general renunciation of all Satan's bondages and domination. Summary. The key to the lesson is that no Christian, or for that matter, a heathen, should belong to any type of Masonic organization. The heathen will have a hard time accepting Christ with this type of satanic influence. If this is not the situation, there is still hope through Jesus Christ. The Christian can pray and get his demons cast out. Then he can go about eliminating any remaining influence that Masonry has over him and his loved one. Excuse me, I'm going to blow my nose here. Pattern for prayer. Now, one of the things that Earl and I really emphasized is if you want to get free, you need to pray. You need to get right with God. Now, it would be nice if I could stand up here as a great deliverance minister and you sit out there in your sin and be cast out of all your demons and you live happily ever after. It just won't work. If you're in sin and you don't repent and I cast your demons out, they have a right to come back. So what is one of the keys to deliverance? Well, the key to deliverance is you. It's not me. It's you being willing to repent. Well, how do you repent? There's a way of doing this. The Bible is God's handbook. I call it the engineer's handbook. There's a method to what God has to do. All right, let's look for a pattern here. First, repent for your ancestral ties to Freemasonry. Second, forgive the family members for handing down the curses. Third, pray a prayer to break the curses. This is upward. If you have been personally involved with the Masons, you need to repent of your sins, then break the curses on you. This is inward. If you have a wife, children, grandchildren, and so forth, repent for bringing curses on them and ask them to forgive you. Then break the curses on them and have them break curses on themselves. This is outward. I wish I could tell you that I could stand up here and pray for Marie, my daughter, and Nat and Natasha, my grandchildren. That's the only descendants I am. And then I could take care of everything. You know, I just stand up here and I know how to do this and I'll take care of everything. Well, unfortunately, you really need to get them involved. Our daughter Marie needs to get involved. Our grandchildren need to get involved. I had Masons. My grandmother and grandfather were in Masons and Eastern Star. They cursed me. Not only cursed me, they cursed Marie and they cursed Nan Natasha. Well, the best way is to get your children and grandchildren involved. You go ahead and do it yourself, but still, if your children and grandchildren are receptive, then talk with them and get them involved. It's much better to have them involved in going through these things. I just thank God that, you know, our daughter came up in deliverance. So deliverance is not strange to her and our son-in-law now. He's beginning to move into deliverance. So it's not strange for them that Christians can have demons, and they deal with that. They deal with that in their family. Renounce the Masonic organization and break soul ties with it. Destroy all Masonic objects in your possession. I'm talking about taking violent action here. Renounce it. Renounce it. Throw out those things. Burn them. Bury them. Break them. Whatever. The pattern is to identify the sins, pray, and get right with God. Break curses and demonic ties. Cast out the demons and change the way you think and act. This is knowledge. You're getting knowledge today. Repentance. You're going to repent. We're going to break curses. We're going to cast out demons. And you're going to go and discipline your life. In other words, you're going to go and sin no more. If you've been involved in these organizations, then you're not going to go back and continue that. You're going to get out of them. Prayer following the above pattern. Okay, now I'm going to skip that for a minute because I'm going to take you all through that. I'm just going to read a short prayer to you that is one that I don't think is ample, but anyway, I'll just read it to you. You don't have to repeat it after me. In the name of Jesus, I break the curse of Freemasonry upon myself, my family, and my children, and the children's children, even to the fourth generation, and ask you to cover me in the blood of Jesus, for it is only through the shedding of your blood that the curse is broken. I am now free from the curse, praise God. Well, the weakness in that particular prayer is all they're thinking of is breaking curses. Well, I hope all of you have learned that breaking curses is just preliminary to casting out demons. List of demons. I'll get into that later. Here are some references I would recommend. And some of these books may be here. I don't know. Oh, great. Could you bring those up about masonry? Let me see those, Irma.
There's another book here that takes each of the 32 steps of masonry and goes through each one individually.
See, I had a wonderful deliverance from my grandparents who were Masons Eastern Star. And my dad...
Oh, go ahead.
...remarried after my mother died, and he married. Is this on?
Yes, it's on. Yeah.
And somebody, a long, long time ago, I guess it's before we ever moved here, taught against masonry and everything. And when I was a little girl, they'd tell me, we're going to lodge and you can't come because you don't know the password. Well, when they'd go to lodge, they had grocery store, and it was up over the grocery store, and they'd leave me with a hard hand and tell me I couldn't go because I didn't know the password. So I would go after he wasn't paying much attention to me, and I'd creep up the stairs and try to listen to hear what the password was. And, of course, they didn't know, and I couldn't hear much, but I could hear some. But you see, that curiosity was already born in me. And I remember my dad once joined the Masons, but he didn't like it. And so he got out of it. But you see, I had some background in it. And then after my mother died, my dad remarried. And I did not know that my stepmother belonged to the Eastern Star. I had no idea. And I was teaching on it one day, one afternoon in deliverance, the place was almost full.
Well, tell her about the dead stick.
Well, I'm going to. My dad had divers tongues, just all kinds, spoke in tongues fluently and all the time, you know. He prayed in tongues, sung in tongues, and he would bring her down here, my new stepmother, and he'd say, pray her through to the Holy Ghost. And I'd start to pray for her, and it was just like a stick. Nothing. Absolutely just dead. Nothing. And I didn't know. We prayed hundreds through to the Holy Ghost, but I couldn't get anywhere with her, and I didn't know why. But I got up this one day, and I was really coming down hard on the Masons and the worshipful masters and the Eastern Star. And, of course, I didn't even know that she was one. So I gave an altar call. We had three girls here from ORU that wanted to be delivered from all this. So I gave an altar call. I said, anybody who wants to be delivered, come forward from the Masonry and Eastern Star. So up comes my dad's widow. He had died in the meantime, and she came up, And she was a little bitty thing. She'd been a nurse at Blessing Hospital for 30 years and just was a lovely woman. And she said, I said, well, Wilma, what do you want Jesus to do for you today? She said, I'd like to be delivered from the Eastern Star. Well, I almost keeled over because I didn't know she was one. And, you know, you don't preach right directly to people. And so I didn't know that. And I said, oh, okay. And so I started to pray for her. And when I started to pray for her, her face turned into the face of a wolf. The whole congregation could see it. And it began to snarl and bark like a wolf, just snarl, and came right up my arm. Her mouth came right up my arm like it was going to eat me up. So not allowing the devil to get the best of me, I kept binding it, and it finally left. So then I said, Wilma, would you like to be prayed for now for the Holy Ghost to come in you where this thing has been living? And let's... Oh, yes, she said. Oh, yes. And I mean, I hardly laid my hands on her head, and Glenn came over, and she threw up her hands. She began to pray in tongues like a veteran. So you see, this will hinder you from being fluently in tongues. Well, it hinders you a lot of ways, but you see, that really taught me a lesson. And we do have several books. And another, I'll be through in a minute. Well, the Holy Spirit is just showing me this. And one day,
go ahead.
From up in Missouri, they called, some bankers that we knew called and wanted to know if we would pray for a wonderful man. Said he's just a wonderful man, but he's involved with rustling cattle. Well, never having prayed for a cattle rustler. When I get cases like that, I mean, I start praying all night. I can keep myself awake praying in tongues and getting some anointing to destroy these yokes. And so we used to not have the cafeteria or anything. So when he came, I looked him over and I thought, well, he don't look too bad at all. He looks pretty good compared to some of the people that they've been bringing in here. And we ate dinner. And I said to Glenn, did you see anything wrong with him? And we didn't. But you know, we hired that man. He helped build. Which buildings did he build?
A-frame and this.
And made this bigger.
Anyway.
And he became a wolf in sheep's clothing and tore this place almost to shreds. I don't mean, but people. Caused people to leave. Because they said, well, if they don't have any more discernment than that, they should be out of business. But you see, we can't judge just by looking at people, what's in them. But you see, we were just learning. We're still learning. We get fooled a lot of times. The enemy can just really put on a good front. So, Gene, I'm glad you brought all this up because I got to tell you, it's coming up.
Great.
So my stepmother became really our best friends. And right after she was here, now when my father died, she gave me $1,000, Assembly of God Insurance Company, from the Assembly of God Insurance Company. And I knew there was money. He had a farm and different things in his retirement. He was about, I guess, 75 or 80, but she didn't give me anything. It was right when we were really needing money, and I remember just walking out of that lawyer's office when they read the will and holding myself and said, oh, God, help us. And, you know, then after she spoke in tongues, you know what she did? She gave my brother and I, changed her will. She changed her will right after this happened, and in 6 weeks she died, and she gave me enough money to build this house over here, 5,000 square feet, to pay for it in full. Now you see that? See the hindrances? All these things are hindering us, and we don't realize it. You know, I look at all of you, and we're all, and you look at me, and you think, well, she's pretty nice some days. But you know, we all need more help, don't we, Jean?
Right.
And all these books here, you can read them off, but... We used to have a better one. I wasn't prepared for it. I sent Benny in to look for them, so we do have a few books, and it's serious. It is serious. You see how serious it was?
Right.
See where we could have just coddled her because she was my stepmother? We could have just looked over and said, oh, no, we don't want to bring that up. It's better that we don't know anything about any of you and let the Holy Spirit show us, see, because that had to be the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, I never was so shocked in all my life when I walked out of the lawyer reading her will. And the money came for the house. Well, the Bible says you give up houses and lands for my name's sake, he'll return it. And we've done all that. We've given up, and we're still giving up, but we still need more.
Praise God. Thank you, Sister Irma. That was really good. It's always interesting to me. I come with a prepared lesson that I've spent probably a week in writing. It's always interesting to me how the Holy Spirit comes in and adds to it, like Brother Bill and Sister Irma. I'm going to read these books. These books are back there on the book table, and there might be some more back there on Masonry and the Eastern Star that she didn't see and as she picked those up. But anyway, this one is, I'll just read you the title, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, The New Age Movement, and The Coming Age of Barbarism. Right, that's written by Constant Cumberley, is a Christian attorney. That's what it looks like. Oh, really? Well, praise God. Okay, here's a book. It's called Hidden Secrets of Masonry by Dr. Kathy Burns. It's a small book. Then we have Masonry in the Light of the Bible. I guess it's published by CPH out of St. Louis. We have Should a Christian Be a Mason by E.M. Storms. Forward by Reverend James D. Shaw, former 33-degree Mason. We have Freemasonry, The Invisible Cult in Our Midst, a Biblical Exposé of Freemasonry written by a former worshipful Master Jack Harris. Is that our Jack Harris?
No, not our.
Okay, I was wondering if that was... We have Jack Harris that most of you know comes up here. I was wondering if that was our Jack.
No.
Okay, you want to take those over to Irma? Thank you. Then... I had a list of books here. Masonry Beyond the Light by William Sean Bullen. Hidden Secrets of the Eastern Star and Masonic Connection by Kathy Burns. That was one of the ladies that I mentioned. She wrote one of those books. She's written a number of books. Evicting Demonic Squatters and Breaking Bondages by Noel and Phil Gibson. From Paganism to Christ, Islam, Hinduism, Freemasonry by Mick Oxley. Breaking the Generational Curses by Marilyn Hickey. Curses and Blesses by Derek Prince. Now, some of those are probably back there, like Curses and Blesses by Derek Prince. So, there's some good authors in here. And I recommend if you don't, if you're ignorant in this area and it affects you, that you educate yourself. And to do that means you have to read. Now, I'll get home. I've got about 5 videotapes that help me. But in addition, I also got about... a stack of books like about that too. And then in addition, I know some of the people who are involved in writing these publications, like Mick Oxley, who's in Florida. Okay, let's come on up here so you get on the microphone. I don't know whether they can pick that up.
She told me, well, it was in a lawsuit about a truck that she had sold a man and or something, I don't know, it had something to do. And she said, I will wear my ring and we'll win, she said. So I didn't know what she's talking about. You know, you have to learn. I learned by experience. When it happens, then nobody can talk you out of it. So I think it's when we were in the bakery business and it had to do with a bakery truck, but I can't remember what it was. So she flashed that ring at that judge, and I'm telling you, he just called it like it was. And lawyers, judges and lawyers are, a lot of them are Masons and Eastern Star, and they can sway a judge just by their, if you ever go into, yes, if you go into court, you'll see all the Masonic rings. Yes?
My mother told me when she was very young, she had my brother and sister, and the brother, the 3 oldest. And she didn't know how to speak English. because she only speaks Spanish. And at the time, she didn't know what that was about the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And when it just brought to my mind now,
mm-hmm.
I remember I met my dad was in Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she put that ring on. I said, now you wear that ring wherever you go, and when you're on the train, you just show the ring, and they'll take you where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell them the name,
mm-hmm.
and they'll help. Well, after years later, she found out somehow, she never told me, she's 94 in age, I still don't know, but after she found out, she had my dad get out of that, and that was because
mm-hmm.
The other brothers
mm-hmm.
in the family.
That's good. The Lord just keeps bringing stuff back. The man who was the worshipful master that helped build some of these buildings, he was a good man. I didn't never detect anything wrong with him until one day he sued us. He sued us for, I don't remember if he sued us for half of the campground or what it was. I can't even remember. But you see that wolf in sheep's clothing? See? Of course, we have to learn, I guess, on the lesson of hard knocks. I don't know. Seems like we have to experience a lot of things in order to understand. You know, you think it just can't be. It just can't be. And I know legally, if you go to court, Annie, and there's somebody there flashing a Masonic ring at the judge, they will win the case. They will win the case.
Thank you, Irma. Well, you begin to get a picture? See, we're just uncovering. I mean, if you don't know anything about this, we're just beginning to uncover this for you. There's been many books written about it. But what's even better than books is personal experience, like Irma's personal experience and this lady in the back, her personal experience. See, that's for real. It's not just reading it out of a book.
Also, what Irma has said about getting rid of this stuff that goes with that.
Yes.
Well, my sister, she still has the sword and my dad's picture. I would burn my dad's picture, but she had it at her house. It should be destroyed because of the Antichrist spirit.
Yes, that's right. You're in for some interesting experiences as you start to destroy your demonic objects. They won't passively let you destroy them. They'll do everything within their power to prevent it. Okay, let's go into some deliverance. I'd like all of you to stand up and repeat after me. Take a stretch. Stretch yourself. Always good to stretch after lunch. Get the blood flowing again and get the lethargy going. Okay.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I forgive my ancestors,
for the sins that they have committed
by being associated with Freemasonry
in any way,
either by direct participation
or being in the ancestral lineage.
I especially forgive my parents
for their involvement with Freemasonry.
I now break the curses
from my ancestors
that were put upon me.
Forgive me for being personally involved in the Masons.
I now break the curses
that I have brought upon myself
by my sins.
Forgive me for cursing my wife,
husband,
children,
grandchildren,
and descendants.
I pray that they will forgive me.
I now break the curses
placed on them.
Also break all curses
from the Masons
that have come upon me.
Even though I am innocent
of any personal sin
of association,
I vow to destroy
any cursed objects
associated with Masonry,
no matter where they came from, in my personal possession.
In my personal possession.
I ask that you show me,
and help me,
to break with objects,
that have sentimental value,
or financial value.
Or financial value.
I renounce any connection, with the Masonic organizations.
I will resign
and not attend any meetings.
I break any soul
ties
with these organizations
that have a hold on my life.
I forgive my ancestors
and ask that you forgive me
of any sins
brought about by Masonry.
Please place these sins
under the blood of Jesus Christ.
I break all curses
and demonic ties
associated with Masonry.
Help me, Lord,
to change the way I think
and act
that has been imparted to me
by Masonry.
Please give me the knowledge
to discern the evil of Masonry
and the discipline
to act against it.
Help me get rid of the demons
that reside in my body
due to these sins.
Thank you, Lord,
for the knowledge
to repent
and discipline my life.
Thank you, Lord,
for the right
to break curses placed on me.
I now command any demons
that came in through Masonry
to leave me.
I also command any other related demons
or families of demons
to leave me.
I ask this prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, you can be seated. Let me get a drink of water here.
Okay, I come against any type of curses or demonic ties or soul ties,
anything that's ungodly, that's related to the things I read. Anything that would cause the people to feel like they are going to be as gods. Any type of making a graven image or any likeness of anything,
following worthless idols, doing great abominations, worshiping the sun, taking oaths, serving two masters, lust of their father the devil, obeying Satan, being unequally yoked together with unbelievers, spirits of Abaddon and Apollyon. I come against secret religions, anything having to do with those, or taking any ungodly oaths, any type of secret organizations, such as Eastern Star, any type of secret rituals and oaths, any type of mystic religions, being deceived by Satan, girls, rainbow girls, demilays, all spirits associated with these, as I call you out, generic gods, Jabalon, abominable oaths, worship in sexuality, Rosicrucianism, Knights Templar, Illuminati, witchcraft, spiritual pyramids, premarital sex, abortion, illegal drug use, dabbling in the occult, Satanism, Eastern Star, Order of Demolay, Rainbow Girls, Job's Daughters, Blood Oaths, Luciferic Initiation, Hermes, Masonic Redeemer, Pentagram, Divinity of Man, Masonry, Satanism, New Age, Druids, Worship of the Phallus, Paganism, Eastern Star Goddesses, Kabbalistic Motto, Masonic Trinkets and Tokens, Masonic Jewels and Regalia, Baphomet, Goat of Mendes, Caduceus, Supreme Deity of the Masons, Inverted Pentagram, Square and Compass, Crescent Moon and Star,
lambskin apron, hexagram, Hindu temple worship, rite of circumambulation, bull, bail, bell, own, lun, anti-Christian, mythological demonic deities, Lucifer alone is God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command every spirit associated with anything that I read, every soul tie, demonic tie, ties of any kind, I command you to come out. I break those in the name of Jesus Christ for everyone who has repented. Every demon that we have taken away your legal right, I command you to come out in Jesus' name. We went through that prayer, and they truly repented. They don't want any part of you, and I don't want any part of you. Now come out. All these masonry spirits and eastern star spirits, all soul ties, all demonic ties to these organizations, ties that came down through the ancestors, through personal sin, through our own personal sin, or through ancestral sins, we break those ancestral ties, and we command those demons to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. We call out the spirit of Freemasonry. We call out, we break and call out the curse of Luciferian doctrine. We come against spirits of Antichrist. We drive out spirits of idolatry, spirits of witchcraft and occultism. Go in Jesus' name. Go, we drive out the spirit of the poltergeist. Come out, spirits of mockery. I drive out the spirits of the all-seeing third eye of the foreheads. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. The all-seeing third eye in the foreheads. I command you to go. And I come against that eye in the foreheads caused about by abuse, by being abused. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. I come out all Illuminati spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of Illuminati. Illuminati. Come out. Spirits of mental confusion. I call out spirits of confusion. Mind binding. Mind blanking. Mind confusion. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Occult confusion. Go. I come against that occult confusion. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I come out. Occult confusion. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of spiritual apathy. I come against spirits of spiritual apathy. Come out. That fatigue and laziness and weariness and slothfulness. Come out right now. All this apathy. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. I call against emotional hardness. Hardness of women. I command hardness of women to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Women with a hard heart. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Or men that are hard. I command you to go. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of doubt, skepticism, and unbelief. Come out. All doubt, skepticism, and unbelief. Inability to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Inability to accept salvation. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive out all infirmities, weaknesses, sicknesses, and diseases tied in with masonry. All these diseases that kill the Masons and kill the Eastern Stars, I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Come out all dormant diseases. I bind your power and I drive you out. Come out. Spirits of dormant diseases, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. I command you to manifest every disease that's in anyone in here tied in with the Masons or Eastern Stars. I command you to manifest right now and identify yourself and come out in Jesus' name. Manifest your characteristics, demons, in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out. Manifest your characteristics so we can identify you and come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. All infirmities, every infirmity that's mentioned in the Bible, I call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. All infirmities that come in through the curses in Deuteronomy, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out right now. Come out. Demons that would destroy the health or destroy the financial matters. I come against spirits of poverty. Demons of poverty that would destroy us because we've been cursed. Our money has been cursed. Our job has been cursed. Our finances have been cursed. I command you to come out right now. Come out. All destruction. Destruction of the health. Destruction of financial matters. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. All false religions. I come against all false religions. I command you to go. Come out, false religions. I come against all type of religious demons. Come out, religious demons and false religions. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now. False religions and religious demons. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, all super spirituality. All these demons of super spirituality. Come out, spirits of play acting, affectation, pretension. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. Come out, spirits of confusion. Come out, spirits of confusion, confusion of all time, we command you to go. Come out, all these religious spirits, I command all these religious spirits to go in Jesus' name. I break any soul ties with any religious demons, I command those religious leaders, I command those spirits to go. Come out, soul ties with religious leaders, I break it and I drive those out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out right now. Come out. I break the bands around the head. I command bands around the head to be broken. I sever the band around the head with the Spirit of the Lord, with the sword of the Lord. I sever these bands around the head. I sever those and I command those to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Loss of consciousness. Inability to maintain consciousness. Loss of consciousness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Inability to stay awake in church. Come out, all these slumber spirits and so forth. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go, these slumber spirits. I come in. I come against spirits of mental shock. Come out, mental shock in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, mental shock. Arrogance, spiritual arrogance. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, arrogance is spiritual arrogance. I bind you and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Go, come out, all financial difficulties, spirits of poverty. I drive away any spirits that would cause poverty for this camp. I drive away any evil spirits that would keep the money from coming into this camp. I drive you away in Jesus' name. Now come out, spirits of extreme lethargy. Come out, extreme lethargy. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All lethargy and fatigue and weariness and tiredness and laziness and slothfulness. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, I come against spirits of death. Death and the death wish. Death caused by Masons. Death caused by Masons or death caused by being an Eastern Star or Demolay or any death that comes in. Premature death. I call that spirits of premature death and senility and premature senility. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against those spirits that cause us to be accident prone. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Demons that would cause us to be accident prone, where we'd fall down and break our legs and break our arms. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of accident proneness, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go, every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, root of demon and lesser demon, every demon named and unnamed in these common demon groupings is tied in with masonry or Freemasonry. Come out in Jesus' name. I come against the American Freemasonry. I come against Spanish Freemasonry. I come against Freemasonry of any language all over the world. I command you to go. Now come out, Spanish Freemasonry. I call out the demons that come in, the people here who have Spanish ancestry. I command you to come out right now. Come out, the demons and people here who have Spanish ancestry. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now. English ancestry, Spanish ancestry, ancestry of any language. I call you out in Jesus' name. I come against the Luciferian doctrine. I command you to go. The Luciferian doctrine. Any type of doctrine that we have been fooled into that's Luciferian, that's originated by Lucifer. I break your power and I drive you out. Now come out. Come out, every power, principality, evil force in this world and spiritual wickedness in high place. Come out in Jesus' name. I call out any demons. I call out any fallen angels that are in anyone. I call out any fallen angels that are in anyone. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Fallen angels, I stir you up and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, the fallen angels. We bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. I drive you out, fallen angels. Come out. Every power, principality, evil force in this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Come out. Come out, fallen angels. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go, spirits of Lucifer. False spirits of Lucifer. Spirits that emulate Lucifer. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, the demons that emulate Lucifer, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, all false doctrines. I call out all false doctrines in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, false doctrines. False demonic doctrines. Heresy, damnation, damnable doctrines. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I call out all these antichrist spirits. Come out, spirits of antichrist. Any type of demon that's against Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, we call that spirits of idolatry. Come out, idolatry, any type of idolatry. Idolatry of a pastor, idolatry of a church, idolatry of a denomination. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, anything that's other than God. Come out, idolatry of any type. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come against that witchcraft. All this witchcraft is tied in with masonry and Freemasonry and Eastern Star. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All this witchcraft. I bind your power and I drive you out. Come out, every spirit of witchcraft. Now loose us and set us free in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all this witchcraft. I come against witchcraft tied in with these objects. And I command these demons to come out of the objects in the name of Jesus Christ. Any objects that anyone has on themselves, I command the demons to come out of the objects that are on the people right now, or in their Bibles or whatever. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, all occultism. I drive out all occultism in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out. Come out, all occultism of all types in the name of Jesus Christ. White magic and black magic. Come out right now. Good witchcraft and bad witchcraft. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All these spirits that masquerade around us and cause noises and so forth. I drive out all these poltergeist spirits. I drive those out of us and out of our homes in the name of Jesus Christ. And I come against those demons in our homes right now, and I command you to go too in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I drive you out. They don't want you. They're going to throw those things away when they get home. Now come out all mockery, play acting, theatrics, affectation, pretension. Come out right now. Come out all mockery and cynicism. Come out all cynicism and so forth like that in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out all mockery of deliverance. I drive out every demon that would mock deliverance. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. I call out those third eye demons. I command those third eye demons, the demons of the third eye. I command you to come out from between the eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. The demons, I command you to come out from between the eyes right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them. And set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. And I come against any type of spirits like the Illuminati or organizations of the Illuminati. Any type of organization tied in with the Illuminati, I command those demons to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I come against any type of Indian spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Any type of Indian spirits that would be related to masonry, I drive spirits of... come out right now. Any type of practices done by the Indians that are related to masonry, I command those spirits to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out. I loose them and set them free right now. Come out. All forms of confusion. I drive away all forms of confusion. Every type of confusion, occult confusion and mind binding and mind blanking. I come against those demons and anyone who would sit around in a stupor. I come against those stupor demons that cause us to sit around in a stupor and be like we're blank and we're just sitting there like we're just a blank person. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out all apathy spirits. I come against all apathy spirits. Spirits that would keep us from doing what God would have us to do. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. We bind your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out all emotional hardness. I come against the hardness in men and the hardness in the women. Where we treat our wives wrong and we treat our husbands wrong. We treat our children wrong and we're hard-hearted and we're cruel. Come out those spirits of cruelty. I call out those spirits of cruelty in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out spirits of cruelty. I come against those demons that inability to give and receive love. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Inability to give and receive love. Prenatal conception and lust. Come out. Conception and lust. Inability to give and receive love. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Inability to love. I come against those and I come against those in Jesus' name. Now come out. Doubt, skepticism, and unbelief. Come out. Lack of faith and trust in God. Unbelief. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind. Oh, thank you. Praise God. Wow, that's good. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. That's right. Now loose us and set us free. Every spirit, I come against every spirit. That's right. Now come out all unbelief, lack of faith and trust in God, doubt and unbelief, skepticism. Come out right now. Skepticism about deliverance. We break your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go. Now I call out all dormant diseases. I call out every dormant disease that's in there to kill us or to make us, keep us from, cause us to have an early death or not do the work of God. Now come out these dormant diseases that came in through masonry and Eastern Star that came in through. I come against all, even though I haven't taught about them, I come against every religion, every organization, every person that would fall into this category. It would bring down curses upon us. It would cause us to have infirmities. I come against all those in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go. Now come out. Come out. All these infirmities, weaknesses, sicknesses, and disease that come down through these like-minded organizations. Any organization that is similar to the Masons and the Eastern Star, I come against those demons. I command you to come out. Now come out of our organs. Come out of every system in our body. Come out of our organs right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Denominational spirits that tie them to the denomination.
Okay. Okay, we come against the denominational spirits, spirits that tie you to a denomination, where you're actually in bondage to this organization, and where these people try to control you. I come against any of these spirits where a pastor tries to control you, where he's a dictator to you, where he dictates. I break the soul ties to denominations. I break the soul ties to pastors and leaders who would try to control you. And I command those soul ties to go in Jesus' name. I command those bondages to go. I come against those bondages. I command those bondages to go. Bondages to denominations. Bondages to Christian leaders. Bondages to anyone. Anyone who tries to control you.
Come out. Domination, manipulation, control, witchcraft. The Jezebelic spirits, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. All these Jezebelic spirits. Domination, manipulation, control, witchcraft. Charismatic witchcraft. Come out, spirits of charismatic witchcraft. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of charismatic witchcraft. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Okay.
Fear of the nonsense.
Okay, come on up here and call out a list of them.
All Catholicism and worship of Mary is really not of Jesus.
Yes, and we command those to go.
Yeah, we command those to go.
Yes, come out.
And spirits of Mary, spirits of the nuns, fear of the nuns in the name of Jesus,
right.
I bind
Jesus
you.
Thing.
Fear of the priest, I bind
yes,
you in Jesus' name. Fear of the Pope, I bind you in Jesus'
yes, we
name.
Do.
Listening,
Jesus
listening
name.
To what the Pope says, we command those spirits
that's
to
right.
go
come
in
out.
Jesus' name.
Come out in
all,
Jesus' name.
All spirits that would eternal security, the Baptists teach, eternal
right.
security that you can't backslide. Well, we
that's
know
right.
that's
go.
Not true. But they hang on to it. It'll hang on to them even though they get the Holy
right.
Spirit.
That's so right. Come out.
They'll say, everybody's going to be saved. Ultimate reconciliation is
yes,
another
come
one.
Out. Ultimate reconciliation.
Everybody is saved. They
once
say,
saved, always saved.
They
go
say,
in Jesus
no hell.
Name.
There's
go.
No hell. And
go in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
That's right. Come on out.
In the name of Jesus. Come on out of there.
All these Catholic spirits.
Catholic spirits.
Come out. Spirits of Catholic.
We have authority
Catholic
over you. You have to go.
Go on. You must go in Jesus' name. All
name
Catholic spirits. Come out.
In the name
come out. We
of
bind
Jesus.
Your power and drive you out. Spirits of Catholicism. Come out right now. All false doctrines, damnable doctrines, heresy.
Yes.
Come out in the name of Jesus Christ, no matter where it came from. We break the soul ties to the Catholic Church. We break
amen.
Those soul ties in Jesus' name. We command those demons to come out. Soul ties to the priest, soul ties to the nun. We command you to come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now. Loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. Come out. Soul ties to the priest, soul ties to the nun.
Purgatory spirits.
Yeah, come out. Spirits of purgatory.
Fear of going to purgatory in the name of Jesus.
That's right. All these fears put down upon them. Come out.
Purgatory.
Come out.
To pray them out of it.
That's right. All fears that put down on people by the Catholic Church. You know, you have to be a Catholic or you leave the Catholic Church, you'll die. Or all these fears put upon the people to keep them from leaving the Catholic
all
Church. Come out in Jesus' name. That's right. Keep on coming out, demons. Line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ.
I had to be delivered from the Assembly of God spirit because we were taught from the time I was 10 years old that we're the only ones going to heaven and none of these other churches had anything and, you know, really
right.
denominationalism. And they come against the spirit of the Assemblies of God and it was a big time thing in me. See, you would never think about it because they're good people, and
right.
you know, but they have a,
that's right.
a hold. And if
right.
Springfield doesn't say it, if Springfield doesn't believe it, then, you know,
that's
it's
right.
a bondage.
That's
it's
right.
a bondage.
So we break that bondage. We command
yes.
those demons to come out. I got delivered with Southern Baptist demons. Now come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of the Southern Baptist Church. Spirits of the Assembly of God Church. Spirits of any and all denominations, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Any denomination that has a hold upon you. Any church that has a hold upon you, whether in, I come against any, like the independent churches where the pastor owns the church and he rules like a dictator, I break that power over you and I drive those demons out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Come out. All this domination, manipulation, control, witchcraft, soul ties of the pastor, I break that in Jesus' name and I drive you out. Now come out. A bondage to any organization. Nobody is supposed to control you but Jesus Christ, and he doesn't control you. Okay, so anyone who's controlling you, we break that control in Jesus' name. We drive out those demons. Now come out right now. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All these false religions, false doctrines, damnable doctrines, doctrines of demons, heresy, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether it came from the Catholics or the Assembly of God or the Southern Baptists or the independent church that doesn't belong to anything, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I drive out all this spirit, all this confusion that comes in through religion. Come out, all confusion that comes in through religion. Religious confusion, all these religious demons. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I sever every demonic tie to us. I cut every band around our head in the name of Jesus Christ with the sword of the Lord. Lord, send your sword to cut those ties in the name of Jesus Christ. We break all the soul ties to religious figures in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ.
any demon that would affect our consciousness, would keep us from, would cause us to act like we're unconscious or something. I come against those demons that would affect our consciousness, that we'd sit around like we're unconscious. I break your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now, come out. Come out, all mental shock, shock. Anytime I come against the shock where we receive like shock in the war, where it's the shell shock or mental shock or shock through trauma. I come against spirits of trauma. Come out, demons that came in through trauma. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits that came in through trauma. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Spirits that came in through trauma. I come against spirits that come in through accidents. Like I come against the spirits of bone breaker and bone crusher and spirits accidents and being accident prone. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Loose us and set us free in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I come against spiritual arrogance. I come against arrogance and spiritual arrogance and super spirituality. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out. All these spiritual demons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, all demons that are tied in with financial difficulties, spirits of poverty, demons that cause us to get fired off of our job, or we can't get a raise, or our business goes into bankruptcy, or we can't succeed. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All spirits of lethargy and so forth, come out of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Spirits of lethargy. Especially come against those death demons, spirit death. Death of any organ. I come against death of any organ. Death of any system in our body. And I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Death. Death of the organ. Death of the system in our body. Come out of every system in our body. Every organ in our body. Come out. Spirits of death and premature senility. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I call you out. I call you out and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come against those spirits that would plague us at this time of the year. Come out, spirits of flu and colds and pneumonia and tonsillitis, bronchitis, laryngitis, pneumonia, colds. Come against the germs. Emphysema. Come out, spirits of emphysema. I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. Spirits of emphysema. Come out, the spirit of the black lung. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now. We bind your power and we drive you out. I drive away, in the name of Jesus Christ, we curse viruses and germs and infections. We curse them in the name of Jesus Christ. We command them to die at their root. We command them to come out of their body. Now come out right now. Loose them and set them free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. All infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease. Come out. Spirits that came into us through traumas throughout our lifetime, through accidents throughout our lifetime. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, demons that come in through traumatic events in our lifetime. Come out, spirits of traumatic events in our lifetime. We command you to come out. Now go. Go, loose us and set us free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against those demons where we would be as gods. Where we would be as gods. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Where we think we're gods. The pieces where we're gods. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All demons who tell us that we're gods. We're just like Jesus Christ. We don't need Jesus Christ. Come out. Any demons that come in through graven images or making any likenesses, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I call out demons that may have to do with jewelry opponents. Any jewelry that's upon us is demonic, I call those demons out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Demons that come is through any jewelry that's upon us or anything in our Bible, come out right now. Any spirit of idolatry, come out. Spirits of idolatry. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Spirits of idolatry. Self-idolatry. I come against spirits of self-idolatry. Come out. Where we idolize ourselves. Come out. Spirits of self-idolatry. All these self-demons and selfish demons. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We drive out those abominations. Come out those abominations. Anything's an abomination to God. We drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against spirits of worship of the sun. We drive out those demons of worship of the sun. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Worship of the sun. That's right, in the name of Jesus Christ, you will go. You have no choice. Now, come against those demons that come in through taking oaths, especially taking blood oaths. I bind those and I drive those demons out in Jesus' name. Where you have taken an oath to any organization, or you've taken an oath to a blood oath, or you have cut yourself, I drive those demons out that came in through taking a blood oath. I come against those demons that come in through the cutting of the flesh. I come against those demons and I drive you out. Every demon that came in through the cutting of the flesh, I break your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. And I come against spirits of double-mindedness, where we serve two masters, where we can't clearly serve God, where we serve God and somebody else.
I come against those spirits of double-mindedness and being tossed to and fro and receiving nothing from God. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All lust that come in. I come against all the lust that come in through masonry, like sexual lust and fantasy lust and lust of the eyes and lust of the flesh and pride of life. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Spirits of lust. Your power is broken.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.